Baltimore Choral Arts Society will present the Magnificats of both J.S. Bach and John Rutter this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Cathedral of Mary Our Queen in Baltimore. And it's my pleasure to be speaking with their music director, conductor, Anthony Blake Clark. So I saw this program and I thought, wow, this is magnificent. What a beautiful pairing. What was the idea behind the pairing?
Well, first of all, it started from one of our very generous benefactors' passion for the Rutter Magnificat, because 25 years ago, this month, I think, he and his spouse met for the first time in a church choir in Washington singing the Magnificat. So that was kind of the idea. But I am an early music fanatic, particularly the music of J.S. Bach. And so I thought, why not pair these two wonderful works? You know, they have some similarities, of course, huge differences, but they are structured in a similar way. There's lots of SSATB, so two sopranos, alto, tenor, bass writing, so five voices instead of the traditional four. In both cases, with both composers, the music from the beginning of the piece returns at the end. And there are some interesting and similar treatments of solos. It's just really interesting to see the similarities and differences.
So there's over 260 years between these two pieces. Is it a challenge to move from one to the other for you as a conductor and for the choir?
Maybe not so much for me as a conductor, because I've spent so much time in these scores and thinking about them. For an orchestra, actually, it can be tough, because we, as modern players, we play in a certain way. We have modern instruments. I mean, very often strings don't have modern instruments. They have quite old instruments, but quite new bows. So we have to think of the old ways of playing instruments that we might not actually have our hands on right now. And so it's a very interesting idea to try and make modern musicians play as if they're in 1723 or 1724.
Are there some special moments in both of these Magnificats that stand out to you?
Oh, yes, they're great moments. John Rutter might sound just like a pleasant Sunday afternoon walk in Hyde Park, but actually some of the music is quite difficult. So for me as a conductor, I really like conducting the mixed meters. There's hardly a page where the music doesn't shift into a different time signature from what it was previously. So that's fun. The way that Rutter treats the soprano solo is very beautiful. I think it's sort of representative of Mary. This is, of course, Mary's song, when in the Gospel of Luke she's told that she is pregnant with Christ. There are many really interesting and fun moments in the Bach, of course. I mean, the opening is just that sort of effervescent, celebratory sort of popping open of a champagne bottle to me. And every aria has something different to offer. And the orchestra, I mean, this is the biggest orchestra Bach had available at the time. It's wildly entertaining. It's a total masterwork bottled up into 28 minutes. It's great.
There are so many settings of the Magnificat over a long period of time. What does the Magnificat have to say to us today?
I think it's a lot about gratitude. It's about being thankful, and being thankful in a really joyful way. All Magnificat texts are meant to be joyful. And that really comes through whether you're listening or singing an English sort of evensong setting, or if you're listening to a Catholic or Lutheran setting of the Magnificat. It always comes through to me that The music is that of joyful thankfulness.
Music director Anthony Blake Clark will lead the Baltimore Choral Arts Society in the Magnificats of J.S. Bach and John Rutter on Sunday, March 17th, 3 p.m. at Cathedral of Mary Our Queen. Tickets and information are available at baltimorechoralarts.org. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.